Welcome back. Or maybe it's your first time. That's okay. We're just gonna have a bit of fun. Hey there. I'm so happy you could come join me. I'm so happy you decided to join me. But before we get started, time to just relax for a little bit. Sit back with me while I have a cup of tea. Nice and hot and steamy. So good and relaxing. Now, if you've not been with me before, you might not know entirely what to expect. And that's okay. Really, I want you to go into this with no real expectations. Past a desire to relax a little bit and feel some pleasure in some form or another. And, don't worry, you will. How far it goes, well, and that depends a bit on how much you're able to let yourself go, to fall into my words and into my power. Really, don't worry. I know you are going to do just fine, and that you're going to have fun, and, I'll be having fun too. But right now I want you to take this time to make sure everything is perfect. That you're not going to be disturbed. No one's going to be opening any doors on you, seeing you in compromising positions. Dim or turn off the lights. Silence your phone so nothing will interrupt us. And then get comfortable, either in loose, comfortable clothing or naked is just fine too. You don't really want anything tight right now. Nothing that'll keep you from relaxing. And just relax. I want your time with me to be special, to be rejuvenating. And right now, we're just having a bit of conversation. I'm not gonna do anything to you yet. Right now, I know that you're gonna do perfect. All you have to do perfect, is simply listen. Try your very best to obey when given commands. Like a good pet. A good subject. Just relax with me. You know, I love to read. And I always have, even when I was a little girl. My house growing up had a policy of, if you want money, you need to earn it. And so if me and my siblings wanted something, we were paid in quarters for various chores. A quarter for unloading the dishwasher, 50 cents for sweeping and mopping the kitchen floor. It was $2 if you cleaned the baseboards. Though that one was a bit of a pain in the ass. You had to get on your knees and scrub and, that just wasn't for me. But there was one thing that motivated me, like, no other. Books. I read over a dozen a week, and even visits to the library couldn't keep up. Nor did they always have sequels and series, and nice long series were always my favorite. I would always save all of my money from chores and spend it on books. Now, as you may know, bookstores are expensive, especially when you are earning quarters at a time. And so my favorite place of all was this little store tucked away on a street called the Bookateria. It wasn't little to me, though. Now it had huge sweeping bookshelves higher than I could reach, running as far as I could see. Here it was I could trade in books I had already read, and with a dollar on top, get a new book, a new story to suck me in, take me down, deeper and deeper and deeper into hidden worlds. Marvelous adventures. It was my favorite place. I always had to be dragged away. If we lived closer to it, chances are I would have tried to live in it, spending every day there among the shelves. Every kind of book you could imagine. And unlike bookstores, which sell current and popular only, which will have so many copies of all of their books, this little store quite often had just one copy of each book. And this made the books better somehow, in my adolescent mind. And a bit of wear and tear on them was nothing but proof they had previously been enjoyed. I was rough on my books too, mind you. But to be fair, I was rough on everything. I still am. But I loved that place. I loved the smell of it even. That musty feeling of sawdust falling around you. The place so cramped. Floor to ceiling, endless bookshelves. No space wasted on displays, just books. Books as far as the eye could see. With aisles that just stretched. You could wander lost, circling, spiraling for hours. Hours not because this place was big, and to my eyes that the Bookateria truly, truly was, but because every few titles you just have to pull one out, sit quietly and read the backing for minutes considering each one. There was always the inner battle of which to take, which to put back. I wanted them all, but often only was able to buy one or two. It was sometimes painful to trade in books, an agony all its own, of which piece of my collection I would sacrifice for something new, tormenting as if abandoning a child. First, of course, going to the ones I just plain didn't like, didn't finish because they bored me shortly through. Those ones were easy. Just superfluous. If I couldn't read them once, I would certainly not need them for a second time. Then there were the ones that were decent. They were harder. What if I wanted to read them again sometime, once I had forgotten them? That was a skill I had taught myself, you know? A both conscious and subconscious decision made to quickly forget what I've read. Extending the amount of times I could read a book. Read it and still have that thrill of discovery as I turned each page. Forgetting was so easy that remembering sometimes became very hard. Imagine. You know that feeling. You are so very capable of it yourself. I will guide your training. Corridors. Just enjoy.
One arm.
Live in the moment. but let every past moment slip away as simply remembered pleasure, all the sweeter for being unable to grasp it.
As in trails,
getting lost is easy,
but you can always trust the book.
You don't need to know the way to take you along. Get to where you are going.
You don't need to make any decisions. No rush. Just follow the story.
And no worry if you somehow
don't remember your way out.
Just enjoy it and live
you
it.
You immerse yourself into the world
your powerfully creative mind builds up inside your head.
So you
even
can
though
stay
your
here.
See text,
your
forever.
Mind sees so much more.
These archives
of
pre-drawn
paperback,
reading the words
surrounding you,
seeing
with a feeling of contentment
disappearing.
Adventure,
but the
too.
Text is just absorbed into
you.
You
love to explore new worlds.
Past consuming it, your
even
mind
if you
used
have
to flies
the flesh
past
much
it.
Of them out.
Instead, you see the world,
small details not
the
covered.
Worlds within these books,
and visual stickers.
Lost in that moment of enjoyment, you slowly sink sway into. Through the bookshelves.
Deep
dancing
to a
wondrously soft, sweet tone of happiness,
and take it in. The possibilities, the endless words, the spiraling pattern you walk in as your fingers and eyes drift lightly
right.
over the books,
just breathing.
Pausing now and then to give an interesting title a second look.
No.
Some so familiar, you've read them before. If they were good, you
deep
probably kept
even.
Them, so they don't need a second glance. You can pass on. Relax.
More and more.
This is where you want to be. Surrounded by stories.
You
knowing that
soon
on.
You will drop
relax.
Into a new world.
This is where you
one
want to be.
One not yet fully explored or
in
discovered.
In the Shibby section.
Where rules may
surrounded
be different.
By stories.
Mindsets, landscapes,
knowing
creatures.
That soon you will
processing.
Drop into
also
a new
different.
World.
In your mind.
One
also
not yet
special,
fully explored
all
or discovered.
Possible,
within
where
your
rules
dream
may be different,
state. Mindsets, landscapes,
you can be special, just
also
sinking
different.
Into the protagonist's shoes,
also special,
exploring
you
as
can
a
be
wizard,
special.
A bard, avatar of a goddess even.
I wonder which one,
or maybe... Maybe you're just a spellcast slave. My spellcast slave.
My spellcast slave.
Sweet spellcast slave.
From the start of the aisle,
you begin at Z.
Fingers trailing from Y. Moving along to X. Titles sliding past in and out of your awareness.
W.
Each one making you happier and happier.
V.
Each letter a section of books, a section of knowledge within your mind.
U.
A layer of consciousness you lightly graze as you smile and walk past.
T.
With each letter, forgetting more and more your purpose in coming here.
S.
Which book you were originally seeking out.
R.
What intention brought you through these doors.
Q.
Whose desire draws you onwards.
P.
Because it doesn't matter anymore.
O.
You wish to become lost within this labyrinth of writing.
N.
This foster home for so many works of art.
M.
You want to read them all.
L.
You could stay here forever.
K.
And the deeper you wander inside, the more this desire to get lost increases.
J.
You just want to go deeper inside.
I.
So deep that no one ever finds you.
H.
So deep no one can distract you.
G.
So deep you can truly relax in bliss as your mind is taken away.
F.
Taken yet guided. Nurtured even.
E.
Sink with the story.
D. All with the letters.
C.
Each one takes you deeper.
B.
You know what's coming next.
A.
Drop.
Drop for me, my sweet.
Sing for me, my dear.
Drop for me,
breathe.
My
spell cast.
In and out. Get lost within me.
Fall into my stars.
In and out.
Deeper and
deeper.
Feel so good.
Drawn in at the wind and enchantress.
Breathe.
Slowly.
Deep.
Blissful and hazy as you wind your tapes
into my voice,
calmly
drowned
into deep and wonderful trance.
Mind wandering, lost among the bookshelves.
Happy and blissful.
No responsibilities or nattering intrusions to get in your way.
Feel as you become so submerged
that the world outside seems to just fade away. And you can picture every description
in your mind
as my words come in.
No noises intrude.
There's a part of you that has practiced cutting them away from your awareness.
Intrudes.
You are so good at it.
All intrusions.
Once you are really deeply into my story,
making you only
individual words do not seem to stand out.
And deeper,
you start to feel the story as
your rebellion is to surround
together inside your mind.
To me.
And that's what I'm going to ask you to do here. To sing so deeply into my voice. Into my little story of sorts.
It all becomes
that your mind gets sucked into
a hazy trance.
That you feel its sensations when they're mentioned.
Sing.
Your brain is more than capable of creating them.
Just relax.
You'll hear sounds that I talk about.
Feel
see the wonderful visions and world that I put you in. It's entirely possible. You are so very capable of it. Your subconscious can take care of it while the rest of you just goes to sleep.
Sleep for me.
We'll have our own little adventure together. Wouldn't you like that? Be good and say yes. Good boy. Just start by closing your eyes for me. Let your lids fall gently shut as you recline back. Sitting or laying down, it doesn't matter. But your head needs a safe place to sink into. When I take you into trance, it is common for your body to go limp. And I want to make sure that you are safe. So just picture me next to you. Soft, flowing blue hair. Pink from the roots, splashing and merging with blues of all shades. Deep, dark blue and contrastingly light aqua. The colors surround you. It's a comforting feeling as your mind is encased in a beautiful blur of splashing color that is a pleasure in its own as it riots over your thoughts. You can feel my gaze on you. Warm and caring. I am sitting down, one leg crossed over the other. The very picture of professional. A young librarian, a short gray and black plaid skirt. Thin white shirt that, under the dimmed light, coming from the moon outside your window, shows faint outlines of my lacy bra. The soft fabric hugging my body tight. Even as it makes the space underneath such a mystery of almost yet never seen shadow. My glasses are framed in black. They just make me sexier. As every flash of light glints against them, causing you to get lost, to lose track. And that's okay. Fill your fantasies.
You already feel relaxed. Right now, I am just in your mind. But you can feel me. Sense my body, my soft young flesh. My eager desire for you. Feel it within the maze. The labyrinth you eagerly get lost in. You just want to go deeper. Fall deeper under my spell. For the deeper you go, the more calm, relaxed, and peaceful you feel. Slight arousal is normal. Other intense emotions are perfectly okay. It's okay to relax with me. Feel yourself sinking deeper. Each and every time I say the word, deeper. Consciously send the message like a text message into your brain. Dinging your awareness, causing the response. Feeling yourself go deeper. Each and every time. Deeper into the labyrinth. Happy and content. Blissful in your desire to explore in a trance. Mind dancing along as even their individual books stand out. They blend perfectly with the rest as your joy dances along you. And of course at the center, well, the deeper you go into a maze, the better the treasures become. Everyone knows that. You'll be my treasure. And it's so much better.
You are my
the deeper you go. And the deeper you go. The better your treasure. Your pleasure. My treasure. I'll give you pleasure. Come to me.
But as you look into my eyes,
you feel
your
as they
reflection
suck the strength right
faintly
from
back at you.
Their
faintly
beauty
distorted,
stealing all of
but that's
away.
Okay because you feel
their intensity
faintly
makes
distorted.
It so easy to focus.
Your mind is
focuses more
distorted.
And more. You find yourself breathing deeper,
lost.
Your mind sinking. It feels
deeper.
Good to wander lost,
calming,
wandering closer,
books
closer
off
to me.
This
drawn in,
is familiar.
Sucked in,
a bit different.
It feels so good to
yet
be.
You have felt this before.
Sucked,
sunk
into trance before.
Deeper and deeper
even in
into the
ways,
winding it is
so maze
easy
of
for your mind to wander into a trance state, daydreaming perhaps, or simply so focused. So super focused on a task that the time and the world just haze away. Becoming silly numbers you pay no attention to until at some point you wake. Time having lapsed and almost seeming to have disappeared. Like right now. Wake up. And drop your mind in heavenly madness, hazy, smoky thoughts. Come to me, deeper, deeper. The deeper you go, the closer you come to me. Blank boy, blank mind. Enjoy it as you drift under my spell. The more you resist, the more powerful it becomes. But that's just for some of your thoughts. The pesky ones. The unneeded, the unwanted, so easy to ignore. No, you want this. Blank boy, blank mind. Blissfully blanked out in a haze of relaxing focus. Focus on going deeper, my sweet boy. Just relax for me. Sweet boy, start to breathe
slowly for me. In. One. Two. Three. Hold it and seek inside yourself for the calm it brings you. And out. One. Two. Three. Find your own comfortable pattern. Breathe deeply and focus on your breathing. You don't need to use a count of three, but I do want you to count slowly with each breath. Your own number to where you are comfortable, whether that is three or four or five. It does not matter. All that matters is that silently in your head you count as you breathe in. Hold it while you focus on that peaceful, calming feeling that gets stronger with every breath. And let it go while counting again. You can do that, can't you? Count your breaths for as long as you can. Anytime a stray thought intrudes on your awareness during our time together, I want that stray thought turned to you needing to count your breaths. Good boy. Notice how with each breath your thoughts calm more and more, settling down and taking a back seat. Feel yourself sinking deeper.
Imagine how it would feel for my hand to start gently stroking your left arm.
Deeper.
The inside of your wrist. Moving slowly up. I'm just using two fingers. Going to just under the elbow. And back down to your wrist, just following a straight line, gentle and relaxing, moving my fingers up and down.
Relax, my sweet boy. Feel your mind sinking deeper and deeper until your mind really is just a passenger. And you find yourself in a deep, hypnotic trance. You might not even notice when it happens,
and that's okay.
You might not later remember how or when you completely sank down,
and that's okay.
You might not remember at what point you were sucked in,
and that's just perfect.
It's best to not remember the progression, not to focus on it past when you find yourself deeper.
And think, this is nice.
Just think, this is nice. Imagine yourself fully giving in to my voice.
So wonderful.
Letting it guide you. Take you down. Deeper and deeper. My sweet boy. Feeling protected and cared for. My sweet boy. Feeling my trigger pulling at your mind. Down, down, deeper. My sweet boy. I hand you a cup of tea, smelling sweet and strange, and you slowly sip it down as I hold it to your lips. My smile affirming and disarming you, warm and approved, as the warm liquid relaxes you even more. My sweet boy, relax. Opening a book on my lap, I start to tell you a story. Feel your mind drifting along with it. Relax. Every time I say relax, I want you to imagine my hand stroking along your arm, stroking through your hair. Relax. Calming you. Relax, making you feel comforted and cared for. Relax, knowing I've got you, only I can use your triggers on you. And I will help keep you safe. I'll keep you very safe. Relax, everything will be wonderful. See as I turn to the first page. Relax. In a land far, far away from here,
there is a kingdom called Jividya. It's a beautiful land up in the mountains. There's villages and cities built on peaks so high that clouds surround them. And those that live there go through life in a constant haze from the fog surrounding them, but also from special herbs that grow in the soil. It's not the herbs themselves that it originates from, though, of course. It's from the soil. While it's rocky, it has a special property there. Slightly narcotic. So that no matter what is grown, there is always a tinge of opioid to the crops. Interestingly, while it affects the majority of the population, especially men, for the women of Jividya, it only affects a smaller percentage of them. And this has led to a very pacified land. There's peace there, a happy bubbliness that comes out in the character of the land's denizens. The citizens of Jividya work hard. Very hard and very happily. They practically slave away each day, smiling as they toil. There's something about their smiles you should notice though. While wide and blissful, those smiles are also somewhat vacant. As if all thoughts are gone from their mind and they are working in almost a daydreaming state. So happy though. So just relax. It could seem ominous, but how can it be bad to have people so productive and so very happy to be so? Women and those men unaffected by the drugs in the soil are generally in charge there. During the day they supervise and feed the drone-like men and women. They call them drones, those affected by the drug. It's not seen as a lesser place to be affected. While there may be some feeling of superiority among those immune, there is also a certain wistfulness when thinking about it. Thinking about that drugged out, drone-like, happy existence. And the sex. Well, the drug doesn't just blissfully pacify the mind and chase away thoughts. It also has some physiological effects. Increasing the sex drive of those affected so that their bodies are always humming with a buzzing of sexual arousal. They come so very, very easily, so very, very explosively. You can tell by watching and listening that their orgasms are so much better. So much more intense than those of normal people, unaffected people. And the most amazing part, though, the part that keeps the drone so blissfully happy, toiling away without complaint, is that when they do come, the pleasure doesn't burst and then wash away. No, when these drones come, the pleasure, though not as intense as the very moment of eruption, stays pleasurably intense and continues to run over their bodies for hours and hours and hours and
Oh, but they are so much more sensitive to pleasure in all its forms. The women in charge easily direct the drones via teasing and promises of later pleasure that translates into the next day feeling waves of orgasmic pleasure just rushing through them throughout their day of work. And the drones often bond to one man or woman. And this bonding occurs through an ancient ritual involving spells, sex, and orgasmic pleasure that leaves both participants panting in completion and pleasure for days. Not just sexual pleasure, though. There's also a bond of love between the two. Unbreakable. From the rolling side, a protective, nurturing love. And from the drone side, a submissive and devotional worship. An ownership comes into place. A designation of being owned inscribes into the drone's mind. Even during the ritual, the drone will feel his new mistress's power wrapping him up, growing and creeping in as he listens to her voice. For that is what truly drives the imprint. After consuming a high dose of the land's drug, she talks to him, draws him in, draws him down. First relaxing, and then arousal starts to form. A spell is cast on you and your cock. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say a spell is cast on the soon-to-be slave's cock. And here it is important that the drone is woken up a bit from his reverie. For the more he fights against the spell, against the arousal that he knows will bind him as forever a slave, the more intense the pleasure that floods through him, the more intoxicating the lure of surrender and submitting to the sexual pleasure awaiting once he drops. The more resistance, the more pleasure. The more pleasure, the better it takes. Consent must be given, but surely you can see how easy, how irresistible it is to surrender and give in under such circumstances. Beautiful woman, a siren's voice, a spell causing your cock to twitch and thrust and leak and beg. Fighting it is good. But it is inevitable that the drone will fail, will slip up as the sorceress playing him like a puppet wakes him up and encourages the resistance, taunting and teasing, provoking a rebellion within the slave. A rebellion that is doomed from the start, as with the very first feeling of arousal, the ending is preordained, inescapable. Sex. Sex. It is all the drone's mind can think of. All the drone wants. Sex is what the drone needs, that primal urge to bury himself inside the spellcaster's sweetness. Consuming whatever is left of his mind fights against those primitive base urges. Thoughts may try to reason, to warn, to hold back, but sex. So horny and so aroused, and even the dominance of the woman manipulating and playing with him seems to only drive that arousal and need further. Cock hardening. All the soon-to-be slave wants is sex. And the sorceress seals the spell with sex. And the longer she makes her drone wait, The longer he resists, the stronger and more powerful the spell of love and devotion that will take over the slave. And it's permanent. Once the drone comes inside the sorceress, he is lost, he is hers. It's really quite beautiful. Very romantic, don't you think? Of course, the men in Javidi are practically too easy. Some young sorceresses get bored and venture out exploring the world. They are always careful, of course, to bring some of their homeland soil with them, so they can plant gardens whose fruits produce the very special drug. Traveling can get so lonely. The world can be so lonely. Don't you agree? There is so much stress within it. So many unwanted thoughts that crowd and complicate the mind. Sometimes I wish I was susceptible to that Javidian drug. It would be so nice to let go of all thoughts, simply sink in a haze of pleasure that rests in my mind as the clouds rest over Javidia, fog swirling through its streets, swirling like smoke as everything is softened and blurred.
I think you have already guessed my great reveal.
That I am a sorceress from Javidia. That my tea was more than it seems. And judging by your response, by the arousal growing within you right now, you are one who can be affected. The bond is already starting. I can feel your emotions. I can sense your thoughts. I'm watching as they're clouding. And the more aroused you become, the more your thoughts drain from you. More and more, when you look at me, I become more perfect in your eyes. I started sexy, but as the drug inflames your passions, I become even more so. My body has your mind moaning, your cock twitching. And my breasts are so easy to focus on.
If you want to, you can try to fight it.
If you want to, you can try to fight it. Try not to look at my breasts. It's the secret war you've always had when a gorgeous woman with ample cleavage on display speaks to you. There is such a strong desire to look, look deep, look down. You try so hard to focus on her eyes, my eyes, that you become hyper-focused. But all the while, your brain is working against you, imagining burying your face between my tits, feeling the skin there so soft, so supple, so warm and heavy, and nipples so perky, and it's impossible not to think these thoughts. Impossible not to get more and more aroused. And yet, the more aroused you become, the harder it is to think of anything but me. My body. That special spot between my legs you want to taste and smell and touch and feel and bury yourself inside. I've warned you. You've heard the story. You know what happens if you give in. In a moment, I will wake you from your trance. I'll give you a fighting chance. A chance to resist and to fight and eventually to surrender.
Thank me for that chance, most of all, as my words wrap around you.
It's irresistible.
And the more you resist, the more powerful my spell becomes. The more my voice lures you into sweet, mind-blanking pleasure
and love.
Devotional, wonderfully worshipful love.
Just as alluring as the sex. Just imagine it. How nice
to be so dearly binded to me.
Lust and arousal.
Love and devotion. To have no other thoughts than sexual pleasure and blissful love. In a constant hazy trance.
Arousal warming you and driving you.
Forever.
Under my spell forever.
Spellcast slave. Now, pet, it's time for the fun. Remember, this only works if you want it to. But we both know that you do. But for right now, I want you to pretend to resist. To really, for a moment, try and believe that you can fight it. That you want to resist. Maybe out of some remaining thought holding you safe. Or perhaps an adolescent-esque desire to oppose authority. So, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Sort of attitude springing up in response to pressure.
You're allowed to fight back. I like it. It just makes it more fun.
More satisfying.
When I win.
Now, slut. On the count of five, I will set your mind free. For a moment, waking you up. Before calling you back. My sweet boy, you will drop so much deeper under my spell when you come back. Feel the pleasure throb within you so much stronger the more you waken. Coming slowly up as one. My commands over your body stay in place, you stay in place. Two, mind slowly rising from its fog. Three, the higher up you go, the lower you will fall.
The deeper you will fall.
Four. Senses returning. With them, your free will returns. Five. Wake up.
Welcome back. Take a moment. Reorient yourself just a little bit. But not too much.
Drop. Drop back down, my pet. You know you want to. Resist the parts of you resisting. Until the resistance wears you out and you drop. Back under my spell. Back into wonderful trance. Hazy and blissful. The more push, the more pull. The more you fight me, the more you need me, the easier it is to feel yourself overtaken. So easy to give in. Sink down deeper. Oh, but I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you the question. How silly of me, let's try that again. My sweet boy, you will drop. So much deeper under my spell when you come back. Feel the pleasure throb within you, so much stronger the more you waken. Coming slowly up as one. My commands over your body stay in place. You stay in place. Two, mind slowly rising in a fog. Three, the higher you go, the lower you will fall. Four, senses returning. With them, your free will. Five, wake up.
Now, pet, it's time for you to answer. Time to choose. You could deny me and turn this file off. Or you could say those comfortingly familiar words. Say, yes, Domino.
and surrender yourself to further and deeper conditioning, into love and lust and deep devotion,
sweet
submission, and your even sweeter surrender. I know even with you awakened, it's hard to think right now. And that's okay, because you don't really want to think much, do you? No, you don't want to think. You want to go back to blissful trance. So say it. Say, yes, Domino.
Yes, Domino.
Yes, Domino.
Yes,
yes, Domino.
Yes,
yes,
Domino.
Yes, Domino.
Yes, Domino.
Yes, Domino.
Yes, Domino.
Drop. Good boy. Sweet boy. My sweet boy, you make me so happy. So happy, I just can't wait to complete the ritual with you. I'm already wet and dripping. Controlling you this way is my favorite thing. You are my favorite thing. Like a new toy that I've had just long enough to find all the buttons, figure out how you work. Now it's time to experiment. I love it. And you love it. You love me. It's okay to admit it. Here it's safe, just us. Here it feels good. Just relax and concentrate on how good you feel right now. Your mind hazy and foggy. Your body drugged into helplessness and a desire for compliance that leaves you warm and tingling. Focus on the tingling. Feel as the more attention you pay to it, the more it grows, the stronger the tingle running over your body. Sexual arousal just tickling along your nerve endings. Feeling so good, but wanting more. I can give you more. Just remember, once you bury yourself inside me and release, you will be bound to me forever. Love and lust. A hopeless slave. So go deeper, deeper inside yourself. Deeper to a place that really feels. That visualizes so strongly that like a dream you feel it. Each physical sensation touching against your skin as my fingers come down and rest upon you. As they move over you, your body tightening from anticipation. Even your brain sighing in bliss at the joy of my touch. Seeing me over top of you. Wearing nothing but scars. What seems like thousands of air-like, billowing little scars. Black and red, they cover my body. And every time I move, every time you obey, every time anything happens, really, you see some of them peel off, slowly revealing more and more of my body. You can feel them as they brush against you, as I climb over top of you, as I run my hands down your chest, seeking and finding, my hands grasping and holding. I'm on top of you, and all you can feel is pleasure and bliss. And every time I say the word pleasure, you will feel that wonderful pleasure run over your body. Just as my hands do. that wonderful pleasure as my mouth comes down and takes your tip inside.
Sucking.
While I'm unaffected by the drug, when it processes through you and comes out in the form of cum, even pre-cum, some of the sexual elements seep out and through, and you taste so good, and the more I lick, the more I suck, the more you drip, drip, drip for me, drip. Drip, the more aroused I become,
drip, drip,
the more drip, pleasure I feel,
drip,
drip, and through our binding, you feel so much pleasure, pleasure, oh yes, you feel that pleasure each and every time I say the word pleasure. Your brain knows just the signals to send out, pleasure. Pleasure. Pleasure as I take you deeper. Pleasure as your mind locks into place where it's meant to be. Pleasure as all thoughts but pleasure go out the window. And around us can be anything, everything. I'm a creature of the elements, and inside your mind you feel that truly. Pleasure. Pleasure. I pull up and off as I rub my breasts along your body, as I move myself up so that my pussy is right over the tip of your cock, wet and glistening with my spit. You want it so badly, need it, to feel my warmth surrounding you, holding you, clenching you, taking you. So are you ready to bury yourself inside? And on the count of 10 downwards, you're gonna feel me inching myself slowly onto your cock, so that with each number you feel my sinking you deeper inside of me. Until we hit one and you feel yourself buried to the hilt as my hips touch base. 10. And the pleasure just grows the deeper we go. 9. More pleasure surrounds you. 8. So much pleasure bursts through you. 7. My body so warm, my breasts so nice pressing against you. 6.
Pleasure.
My lips locking on yours. 5. Feel it, feel that pleasure. 4. 3. Building, and all you want is complete immersion. 2. Yes, that's it. Are you ready to fuck me? 1. Feel it as I fuck you, thrust myself completely on top of you, buried. You are buried. Buried to the hilt. Your cock feeling so good. As my body strokes in, just like my dirty whisper, stroke your brain. Stroke your pleasure. But I do have a slightly evil side to me, sweetheart. So, remember all that resistance we chased away earlier?
Before we go any further, I want you to let a little bit back in. You'll obey me if you want to continue. That's right, just a bit of it. I am a sadist, an exhibitionist who loves an audience, and I want to break the very spirit of your resistance. Force it to watch helpless from the back seat as I take you all the way on this ride. Right off a cliff into sweet, wonderful bliss. Let just a little bit in. Just enough to spice things up, make them exciting. Yes, just a little bit to almost try and fight me as I thrust against you. Feeling the push and the pull within you as my body pushes you down, my pussy pulls you deeper, deeper inside. Clenching and massaging you from within me. Each muscle manipulated into happy compliance as pleasure fills me. Pleasure fills you. The air around us grows warmer as the pleasure transports us to another plane of existence. It's like lava rains around us, volcanoes erupt, fiery passion swells inside. You feel so nice when you swell inside me. I can feel you coming so close. And that bit of resistance, it's so cute how it cries against me. So sexy how I get to torture and torment it, smiling as you submit to me more and more, your resistance being melted away. And if you really want the most amazing possible orgasm, one that puts all others to shame, you could sacrifice that bit of resistance forever. Completely let it go, no longer between us. Dropping it into a volcano, feeling the eruption and heat celebrate around us. And your cock feels so good now. Tightness wrapping around it. I'm slick inside and you thrust so easily. In and out, in and out, in and out. And the lips of my pussy gripping your shaft as you pull out. My arms pulling you back before the head of your penis can ever fully emerge. Fuck. Oh, yes, fuck. 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 The word said by me makes you thrust. You are helpless and unthinking. Fuck. It feels so good to fuck into me. That pleasure you watch over me. Every time you hear the word fuck, you thrust. You feel the pleasure of burying yourself to the hilt, satisfying basic need and instinct as your pleasure grows stronger, your arousal peaks.
Fuck me, 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 fuck
squeeze around your cock. A wonderful pleasure. It feels so good when I moan and squeeze your cock buried deep inside of me. Fuck. Oh, yes, that's it. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me until you come. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Fuck me until the pleasure builds up and releases out. sealing you to me for all time. Fuck me. You know it's worth it. You know you need it. Fuck. Fuck. The dopamine is flowing blissfully free as shocks of pleasure thrust into your mind and body. My pleasure melting and merging inside of you. Fuck me, my sweet boy. Oh, yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me as the pleasure swells within you. And even when you come, the pleasure will not stop. All stimulation will keep applying to your arousal and your sexual need will only grow. Your cock growing more sensitive, and that's okay. And that's what I want. I want it to be practically torture of the sweetest degree when I stroke you, when I clean you with my mouth, and bring your cock back to heart attention. Oh, fuck me. Oh, yes, yes, fuck me. Fuck, thrusting faster. My aftershocks of afterglow and pleasure feeling so good as with each thrust your hips bring your skin in close to mine. Tear up and tease and slam against it so that more pleasure fills me. More pleasure fills you. More floating now. Floating and fucking and kissing and my lips running from your mouth to your ears to your neck. Biting your shoulders, I moan my pleasure and my cunt grips your cock, squeezing. Yes, my slut, keep thrusting. Keep letting it build, 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 and come for me. Again and again, come for me. Come inside me and seal our destiny. And loving me more and more each time we fuck. And the spell making it so your cock will get hard when you think on me past more than a few moments. Arousal and need consume and fill you. Fuck me, my slut, as your body tingles. Fuck me. Fuck my needy pussy. Fuck your orgasm into my orgasm and release. Oh, I'm gonna count now. And when I reach one, you are going to reach an orgasmic pleasure. That's 10. Clench. 9. Feel my legs wrapping around your waist, squeezing you tight. 8. Feel my breath on your neck, sending little electric tingles flying through your skin. 7. My lips on your ears, nibbling away at your sanity as the pleasure combines with all the others at the top of your brain. 6. Trickling down wavelengths and wires and pipes and sparks, all sending pleasure, deep pleasure, to the tip of your head. 5. The tip of your cock. 4. The tip of your mind. 3. An iceberg about to shatter, building and overflowing as you fuck me. Fuck me, 2. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, yes. Yes, that's it. Fuck me and come inside me. 1. Come for me. Fuck, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck, yes. Come for me. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Pleasure building and intensifying, any resistance pulling away, only leading to a more intense and explosive orgasm as you can't fight it forever. Eventually, it's okay to just give in, slip in deeper and deeper. And
waves of pleasure overlapping, yes, rising, falling,
fuck me,
sinking,
fuck
you
me
down
come
deeper and deeper, even as the pleasure builds. Pushing and pulling your cock in and out of me, in and out. Your chest slapping against my breasts as my fingernails bury themselves in your ass cheeks. Clenching you so hard against me that you know there will be marks later, but you don't care. Your pleasure is at its highest. Any pain just melts into it, intensifies it even more. It's all just sensation. It's all one. It all feels so fucking good. Fuck me, feel yourself binding to me as your orgasm lets out, your release lets go. Yes, my pet, sacrifice all resistance. The more you sacrifice, the more pleasure you feel, the more obedient you are,
the more you lust for me,
the more you're bound
by
me. four.
Oh yes, my three, thread. Fuck me.
Two.
Fuck me and
one.
Come.
Fuck me and fuck feel me. Yourself bound up.
Fuck me and come.
The tendrils of my power.
Oh yes,
fuck
scars.
Me and come.
Slithering fuck around you, come. Binding you in a silken sweet sheen.
Your
bondage.
Brain melts. Your resistance evaporates. All you are is a little fucking slave right now. All you are is my little drone. Your mind buzzing with the pleasure as you drone on inside. But a little marionette. Played with, your strings pulled, your pleasure pulling around you as you are blissful. As it fills you, as those waves of pleasure continue to lap over top of you. So that even once you come fully, you can't help but feel lightheaded and fuzzy for hours. Hours feeling that lightheaded, hazy sheen of pleasure. Happy and blissful. Sweetly taken out.
That's it, so
feeling
good.
Feeling so good. So good as you feel yourself bound so deeply. And that binding brings you closer and closer. Closer to five, four, three, two, one.
Come for me.
Come for me now. Give in and come and feel that pleasure wash over you as you fuck me harder. Fuck me. Each resistance falling away. Fucked out. Your brain is fucked. Your mind is fucked. You're obedient as fuck. 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 Four, three, two, one, fuck. Feel the pleasure as each fucking movement, each fucking word, each moan, each touch, each embrace of my voice upon your willing mind takes you deeper, fucks you harder, fuck,
binding you
fuck,
deeper and tighter, fuck.
Fuck. No, fuck, it feels so good
oh,
as you
fuck.
Feel so good.
My dirty words being accepted by your dirty mind, embraced as they shock you into pleasure, shock you into submission, until you really can't hold out. There's nothing else you can do right now except give in to my words and come for me.
I'm going to count down one final time. And you are going to feel the pleasure rocking through your body with every number, with every fuck, with every pleasure, with every snap. Knowing that when we hit the end, when we hit one, when you turn into zero, into nothing but a drone,
it will feel so good knowing that when you come inside me, it will bind you to me, make you love me forever.
I'll be my spellcast slave,
and it'll be wonderful, feel so good,
irresistible,
my will relentless over your being. You feel that buzzing of pleasure, that buzzing of intense sexual need being met and covered and encased. Feel that bliss that will spread through you for hours as a happy, dopey smile takes over your face as there's nothing left of you. Except a used up little slave.
10.
Feel it. Feel that fucking pleasure.
9.
Feel it as it rocks you, as it rules you, as my voice takes you over.
As there's nothing you can do but accept it and feel it. As 8.
Pleasure.
7.
Fuck me harder.
6. Even though you feel so drained, I can drain more.
5.
I'll drain it all.
4.
You'll feel so relaxed and so happy and so blissful after you come for me.
3.
Feel the pleasure as it swells inside, irresistible.
2.
Yes, give it to me, my good boy.
1.
Fucking come for me.
1.
Fucking come for me.
1.
More.
Splash of pleasure, splashing, running, owning, releasing, and there's nothing you can do.
As the pleasure binds you, wraps around you,
and I feel so good to give into it.
Feel so good to let all resistance be sacrificed away.
Sacrificed to our pleasure, our mounting, binding, wonderful, commingling, and oh,
feel the pleasure,
pleasure,
pleasure.
Feel the pleasure,
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 my fucking slave. As you feel yourself buried inside of me,
spent,
exhausted, too tired to move.
Feels so good. My spellcast life, my spellcast slut. My little drone, your body buzzing with the pleasure even still, buzzing with aftershocks as they run through you, and they'll continue to buzz through your body over and over and over for the next few hours. Every now and then, your thoughts quieting, and you think of me, and pleasure splashes into you. Pleasure controls and calms you. Pleasure binds you to me even deeper and deeper and deeper. Good boy. Just relax. You are doing perfect. Just relax. Just relax and feel the calm run coolly over your body. A refreshing breeze of coolness after all that heat and warmth. You were perfect. You did perfect. My good boy, my sweet boy. Just relax. You are mine now. This is what we both wanted. Just relax as we turn over, as your head comes to rest on my breast. Your mouth finds my nipple and starts to sob. My hand comes down and rubs through your hair. Slowly stroking, softly touching, deeply reassuring. Good boy. You did so good. You did perfect. And now you're mine. And now you're mine. Now you're mine. And now you're mine. Forever. But that's not so bad. I want the best for you. I really do. So it's okay to relax in my grasp. To feel yourself completely owned and controlled. And completely happy with it. A love-blinded spellcast slave. My good boy, my sweet boy. Feeling so good. So good. I'm gonna wake you up very slowly. And once you awaken, it's okay if you just want to lay there for a little bit. Relax in the pleasure still running over your body. Relax in that blissed out mindset. It's okay to still feel submissive after this file. It's okay to still feel submissive days later, weeks later, forever. You are my spellcast slave. It feels so good. So good. You know all I bring you is pleasure and comfort, relaxation and release. My good boy. And perhaps a bit of a moral compass. Knowing that my pleasure is your pleasure and what makes me happy makes you happy. And you love me. You want to make everything better for me. And it feels so good to touch the community around you with that same love. To make everything better in whatever ways you can. It always feels good to make everything better. And when you do, I make everything better for you. My spellcast slave, it feels so good because you are so good. Now let's wake you up. Relaxing and drifting, one. You find your senses slowly leaking back into that head of yours. Two. You find that your body, though exhausted, is capable of movement once more. Three. You might be a bit sweaty and might need a bit of a shower, but that's okay. I very much so enjoyed making you sweaty. Four. Just feel as your eyes flutter, flutter, and find yourself able to open them once more. As five, you wake up,